I expect greatness, though, and I expect the level of patriotism and pageantry we'll have around that weekend has the potential to be beyond anything we've ever experienced.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and great to have on one of NASCAR's favorite drivers and one of the most exciting personalities in motorsports, multi-time winner in the Cup Series, and the man behind some of the biggest moments in memory, driver of the number one Chevy Camaro for Trackhouse Racing, Ross Chastain. Welcome back to WGN.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
So coming up, we've got Bristol, one of the most iconic tracks in racing. You've had some struggles there, but one of your best finishes was seventh last spring. How do you approach Bristol? Do you switch up any strategies? You just kind of, because it is one of those races that just sort of takes on a life of its own. Do you just see how it all shapes up?
Yeah, they're changing the tire again. Goodyear's evolving it a little bit. So we'll see how that reacts. And again, make our best guess on what the car is going to need now, and then make reactionary changes to it after practice and qualifying on Saturday. But we're pretty limited on what we can do. So a lot of head scratching this week. I was in the shop yesterday, my team trying to make those final decisions on what they want to run. Yeah, not sure where we'll land on all of it. That's up for all my really smart people at Trackhouse to decide for the setup of the car. But yeah, we know we've not been winning. We've not had winning potential yet, so we're trying to find it.
When it comes to kind of planning out the season, is it like some of the, you're like NFL football fans or even bracketologists, where you try to predict things? You know, you look at the schedule and you're like, well, here's a win. I don't know, that could be close. And a lot of times people do that on the football side. Do you guys do that where you're like, well, we're going to win here and here and here. This may be something. If we get out of here with this, we're lucky. Do you guys break down the season like that?
No, because the entire, it'd be like every NFL team playing every team every week is how we operate in NASCAR. So trying to predict a winner is just impossible. I mean, Tyler Reddick went and won the first three races. That's just never been done, and something that I don't know that I'll ever see it again. So we're trying to predict the weather to make our decisions on the setup of the car, pick our springs and shocks and all the things we can adjust on the car. Within the rule book, we're trying to decide to adjust. And if we make those correct decisions on a Wednesday and Thursday, then on Sunday, you're going to see that number one car up front. If we make the wrong decisions, you're going to see it not so fast. So that's what we're trying to predict.
Yeah, in Kansas, you oftentimes see the number one car up front. Back at a track where you've won, you've had two top fives, four top tens at Kansas coming up, so that is going to be welcome. Similarities to Chicagoland, where our folks here are so excited to be back at. We've got a big test day later this month with a bunch of drivers. You won't be here, but do you feel like, you know, for the mile and a half tri-ovals, you've kind of got that down? Do you figure, you know, Kansas will be that practice for you? You know, what are your thoughts on Kansas coming up? And then, of course, Chicago.
I was kicking and screaming when I found out I didn't get the Chicago test. They put that out, NASCAR does, and into the OEMs. They keep it fair and spread out the tests amongst the teams and then divvy down to the drivers. And I'll be testing at Indianapolis later in the year at the big Brickyard, the big 2 mile track, 2 or 2.5 mile, but not Chicagoland. So thought I was going to get Chicagoland and got told no. So yeah, wasn't happy. Wanted to get up there and get laps on it. That's a very unique track, and we haven't been there in several years. So want to get back out there. Glad we're getting back out there. Feel like we've been missing out on the potential for great racing, and something that excited to be coming back out there.
Yeah, people are so super excited. I know that you're one of the favorites there. You think about it from back in the day to flash forward today. We talked with you right after your first win. All that excitement in NASCAR, it's tough to win it all. There's a lot of great drivers that never win or maybe get one. And it's awesome now heading into your fifth season, looking to make it 5 consecutive years with a win. Talk a little bit about that, you know, establishing yourself now as one of those premier drivers in the sport and a guy that's, you know, got a chance to be out front every week.
Yeah, it's something that I try not to take for granted of these being potentially the good old days one day down the road. But yeah, just having race winning, like competitive cars, although we're not there currently, like right now, we don't feel like at Trackhouse. We're making a lot of hires. We're hiring people and trying to enable our workforce to work better and build faster cars and make me a better driver. So it's something that we definitely want. We want to be faster. And from the first win to now, we've been trying to enjoy the ride, but keep the winning going.
Well, you know, you get a lot of the attention appropriately as a driver, but it is a team. There's so many people working on the car, sponsors. All sponsors are great, some more fun than others, and you've got some great sponsors and one of the real beloved fan favorites with Busch Beer. Talk a little bit about that, having had some time representing one of the true celebration symbols of NASCAR.
Yeah, it's something that I drink Busch Light long before they sponsored me, and I told them that in one of our first meetings, and that I was going to drink it whether they sponsored me or not. I hope they did, but I understood if they went a different direction, and if they did sponsor me, I'd be drinking it long after they stopped. And so it's a very intentional partnership that we wanted to bring on at Trackhouse in the number one car. And you pair that together with something like Kubota tractors. I grew up on a farm. We still farm, we grow and sell watermelons. Very happy to have built out the partnerships that we have. For me personally, they all fit my brand great. So something that is very intentional, and celebrating a win with a beer or celebrating a loss with a beer sometimes and drinking our sorrows away with a Busch Light is good for me.
So you get a Busch Light and a destruction of a watermelon. I think you're really living there. No, you mentioned it though, Ross, getting into spring, especially here in Illinois, farming is such a big part. Obviously people think of Chicago and the city, and we do have a big city, but it's a huge farming community here in Illinois. And for you, with so many generations in farming on the watermelon side, even though, you know, now you're a longtime successful professional race car driver, is there sort of a biological clock that kicks in for you this time of year? I mean, when you wake, is there, I mean, I don't know if you could take that out of you.
No, it's just racing. And if we go faster, everything works out better. All the luck kind of goes away when you're fast. So yeah, just looking to go faster. That's really the only clock in my head is a lap time clock.
Nice. Okay. All right. I didn't know, right, if there was maybe like a farming clock that kicked in, you know, any of those things. Last thing, NASCAR looking to create experiences in a lot of ways for fans. Excited to have Chicagoland back, as are you. But just your thoughts before we let you go on Coronado and the track at the Naval Base there. Something totally different for you guys and drivers talking amongst yourselves. Is there a lot of excitement for it? I know there is for fans. Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Not sure what to expect. Have been out to the base, but don't know what it's going to be like when it's actually time to, you know, to get there with the race cars and come across there to the island. So not sure what to expect. I expect greatness though, and I expect the level of patriotism and pageantry we'll have around that weekend has the potential to be beyond anything we've ever experienced. So looking forward to celebrating, you know, our nation and all the men and women that defend this country and go to battle for it.
Yeah, you get that. And then, of course, coming in the 4th of July right here at Chicagoland Speedway. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate everything you're doing. Good luck on the track the next couple weeks for sure. And, of course, leading in to Chicagoland. People want to keep up with you on social media and everything with Trackhouse. Where can they go?
Everything for me is Ross Chastain online. And then, you can still get tickets for these races. And I feel like if you've never experienced a NASCAR race and you hear this, you know, this interview and you're like, oh, well, I watched it on TV. It's different in person. Live sports has a unique way of just giving you a break from reality. And if it's baseball, football, or NASCAR or whatever live sport you want to go watch, I encourage people to do it, because you're seeing real people going and competing for greatness. And for us, we're competing against our entire sport. Every team is out there every week in every race. And, there's a lot of losers and only one winner. And you see a lot of people trying to win the races.
I mean, you said it right. Every race is an all-star game when it comes to motorsports. We talk about it all the time. There is no, as good as we do on the media side and the TV side, is getting better all the time. But there's no substitute for being there. And, of course, get out there and see Ross Chastain. Ross, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yep. Thanks for having me.